News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A man armed with a bow and arrows killed five people and injured two others in southeastern Norway, police have said, adding that they had arrested the suspect. We're joined now by Derek Scally, Irish Times Berlin correspondent, who is in Oslo. Derek, thanks indeed for joining us. What do we know so far? What do we know about the suspect? And is there a motive at this stage?
Good morning, Shane. No, it's a real tragedy. Today was supposed to be an interesting political day. The new Prime Minister, Jonas Støre, was supposed to be taking over, but this is now taking place over this huge shadow. Norway is a very peaceful country, and what we do know is that about 6:13 yesterday, police started getting phone calls in the town, as you said, Kongsberg, which is southwest of Oslo, and said there's a man with bow and arrow running around. Police moved in, and they say he was acting alone. He was arrested by police. He's going to face questioning today, so we don't know anything yet about the motive, but police say they couldn't rule out it was an act of terrorism.
Okay, now you rightly say Norway is a very peaceful country. It has in the past suffered far-right attacks.
Yes, I mean, I reported on the July 2011 attack, the far-right attack by Breivik, killing 77 people on an island, and then a bomb attack and a gun rampage. And then there was an attack on an Oslo mosque in 2019. But you know, you can count them literally on one hand. The police are usually unarmed. They said because of the threat or the potential threat, police are now temporarily armed in Norway. And it caused tremendous shock. The mayor of Kongsberg, Kari Sand, said it was a tragedy for all involved. And, at that stage when she was speaking, it was quite a chaotic situation. So now it's the political and the police trying to piece together what happened.
No details really about the suspect at this point, other than that I think we know he's 37 years old. And is he a Danish citizen, or is that even...
He's a Danish citizen who had moved to the town, and he's now been moved to a nearby city of Drammen, and he will be arrested there while the two injured, including one off-duty police officer, are receiving medical assistance.
All right, it's a really shocking story. All right, Derek Scally, Irish Times Berlin correspondent, who is in Oslo. Thank you indeed for talking to us. I'm sure Derek will have more on that story throughout the day.
Yeah, very sobering stuff, Shane.